Good day. I'm Tom Rowe, your host of Free 103.9's Turn on the News, your high octane look at radio art, radio news, media news, and more. Tonight, we will look at the FCC's $25,000 fine at Google. Facebook is defending its support of CISPA, the House cybersecurity bill. And wireless traffic has more than doubled. We'll follow all that up in just a second on Turn on the News. You can go to newsroom.free103.9.org or free103.9.org to learn more about transmission art and links to international sources of radio art, radio news, media news, and more. You're tuned to Turn on the News, Free 103.9's daily look at radio art, radio news, media news, and more. Go to newsroom.free103.9.org or free103.9.org for more information about radio art and more. Behind us tonight is Rasmussen-y. Several different tracks will follow. While we go over the radio headlines, the FCC has proposed fining Google $25,000 for impeding its investigation into Google's data collection from non-password-protected Wi-Fi networks related to its Street View mapping project, but did not take any action against it for that collection, John Egerton writes in Broadcasting and Cable magazine. Google has said it is disagreed with the commission's conclusion and would be filing a response. Google has claimed that data collection was a mistake, and the FCC concluded it had no precedent for finding Google had violated the commission's rules against unauthorized publication or use of communications. Other news from the Federal Communications Commission, the governing body for the spectrum in the United States. The commission, according to a public notice that the Benton Foundation reprints, has entered into a contract with the University of Southern California's Annenberg School for Communication and Journalism to provide a literature review of research into the critical information needs of the American public and the barriers to participation in the communication industry that might limit the extent to which critical needs are met. You can go to the FCC website, fcc.gov, for more information about this report. The Benton Foundation also has a look at a Maggie Fox's story in the National Journal about how U.S. wireless data traffic grew by 123% from 2010 to 2011, from 388 billion megabytes to 866.7 billion megabytes, according to the CTIA Wireless Association. 7% increase in wireless subscriber connections from 311 million in 2010 to 331.6 million last year. Number of active data-capable devices is 295 million, up from 270 million in 2010. Wireless-enabled tablets, which didn't exist before 2010. Laptops and modems, 20.2 million altogether, 49% increase from December 2010. Minutes of use, 2.296 trillion minutes of use in 2011, up just 2% from 2010. Average local monthly wireless bill, including voice and data service, is $47, which is virtually unchanged from 2010. You can find out more about all that at benton.org. And Benton.org has a link to another story from The Hill. Brandon Sasso reports about Facebook's response defending its support for the controversial cybersecurity bill CISPA, the Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act. This is the latest bill that has some folks crying like SOPA before it. CISPA would tear down legal barriers that discourage companies from sharing information about cyber attacks, according to Sasso's report in The Hill. Folks, activists have argued that the broad language of the bill could lead companies to hand over information unrelated to cyber attacks, including users' names, addresses, and internet activity. They also are concerned that the bill would give military spy agencies, such as the National Security Agency, access to the information the companies share with the government. It's H.R. 3523, if you want to look it up, the Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act. And you can go to Benton.org, too, for more information. We do want to mention that Ruben Marino Toulouse down in Argentina has an open call for radio art. It's from a show called Air Ear 2012 Radio and Nature. And it's going to run from June 23rd through July 21st in Santa Fe in Argentina, in San Justo. And the call for participation for radio art and sound art, Air Ear. Second collective installation of radio art and sound art will open in San Justo, Santa Fe, Argentina. Quote, radio signals are not, as commonly thought, a recent phenomenon. Nature has spoken through radio signals from the origins of the universe, unquote. In the age, quote, in the age of high technology, such as how long we live, we are surrounded by many electronic devices which manage the day-to-day, even more basic operations, whether it can be useless or useful. We are so accustomed to its presence, so I think part of the environment that we see every morning on waking, unquote. This is, I'm quoting the call for participation. Clearly, we are connected in real time. Everything that happens on our planet remains to be seen how much this can help improve our knowledge of himself. I'm guessing the translation is a little off, but it's kind of interesting. Quote, Nature gives us a powerful device, the radio signal, to observe what is around us. We must be careful not to forget that the most of the advanced knowledge we have today about the universe comes from observations with radio telescopes and not with the observations in an optical field. Even our planet is a radio signal source, especially at low frequencies. Each of us has, at the same time, listening to a radio crackling noises, medium wave during a storm. Different natural phenomena, such as auroras, earthquakes, and storms, create radio signals, and these signals can be studied with a very simple and inexpensive device. We have lost the direct physical contact with our surroundings. We have to think about the objects that meant the technology to our grandparents. Renato Romero, that's a quote, I guess, from him. Each form of address to the radio from the nature mean a knowledge of ourselves and our relationship with this device has up to 90 years of age. The radio sound is our grandmother. So that's the call from Argentina. They're looking for sound files, MP3 wave, cassette, and PDFs and papers, documents too. Sounds and thoughts. And you need to send them to rmtolosa@gmail.com. That's Ruben Marino Toulouse in San Justo, Santa Fe, Argentina. And I'll give that email address one more time, rmtolosa@gmail.com. And we've just been hearing recently Muslim gods behind. And we'll finish out this Muslim God's piece, Alms for Iraq, and then we'll tune in Derek Piot, a Polish-born artist who's now living in Connecticut in the United States, and a track called Glass Broadcast from his new Airing CD, which is pre-released on April 16th on the BitSquare label. All right, I'm Tom Murray. You're listening to Turn On the News, and behind me right now is Salco with Wind Shower Particle. And before that, we also heard Salco, but with a collaboration with Radio Sound, a track called April from Seashell. Before that was AGF with Radio War Post-China Industrial Mix. And Derek Pyote got things started with Glass Broadcast from his brand new airing CD that is pre-released April 16th on the BitSquare label. I'm Tom Murray. You've been listening to Turn on the News, Free 103.9's daily look at radio art, radio news, media news, and more. Tune in at free103.9.org.